Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, and welcome to the Illuminated Heart podcast. My name is Ahlam Riyashi, and I am your host. This podcast is for the souls who seek to find holistic healing in Allah and who desire to become better versions of themselves spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. We will be exploring topics on mental health combined with Islamic spirituality, as well as incorporating tips on self-love, healing, empowerment, positive mindset, and more. So if you are that soul that is interested on embarking this journey, I am so glad you're here. Let's start healing together. So it's that time of the year again. In a few days' time, we'll be entering a new year, 2024. This is a time where majority of us like to sit down and reflect on how the past year went, and to evaluate what is it that we really want for ourselves in the new year. What is it that you want to change? What is it that you want to improve? What is it that you want to get rid of? What is it that you want to gain? In this episode, I hope to inspire you to deeply reflect on the life that you want to create for yourself in 2024, and to give you the tips on how you can write those goals down for yourself. So let's begin. So before we begin writing down our goals, the first step is to acknowledge your achievements. It is to recognize where you are today is not where you were at the beginning of the year. You've overcome so much, you've grown in so many ways, you've learned new lessons, and you've evolved as a human being. Acknowledging your achievements is amazing because it boosts your self-esteem and gives you the confidence to set those goals and to know that you're capable of achieving them. I'm sure if you sit down and reflect, you'll realize that you've overcome things that you never thought you'd overcome. You've achieved things that you never thought you'd achieve. You've overcome your darkest days. Just take a moment to celebrate your strengths and your wins. Be proud of how far you've come, and then you'll be able to move forward in setting those goals for yourself. So moving on to goal setting, before you actually sit down to write your goals, you need to ask yourself this question. What kind of life do I want to create for myself? What changes do I want to see in 2024? What improvements do I want to see in my life? I want you to sit down and ask yourself this question. Who is your ideal self? What does she feel like? What does she think like? How does she live like? This will help you understand the vision that you want for yourself, the person that you want to become. This will then guide you to write goals down for yourself. When you understand the person that you want to become, and the kind of life that you need to create for yourself in order to become that person. Sit down with a pen and paper and write down these questions with your answers. It's going to take time for you to reflect and come up with these answers. It's not something that you can do often in just one sitting. It's going to take a few days for you to really reflect and analyze what is it that's bothering you about your life? What is it that you're not happy about? What is it that you're not happy about within yourself and your personality? Who is it that you want to become? What changes do you want to see? This is important because it will help you really define the important goals for you in your life. If this is something that you've never done before, something you're not used to, it's going to be uncomfortable and it's going to take some time. You might not really feel like it's important to do. You're probably going to question the importance of sitting down to do this. You might not really feel like it, but I'm telling you, doing this will change your life. It all starts here. You're sitting down to reflect and you taking a pen and paper and writing things down. And that's the thing. Change requires us to do things that we've never done before. This is the first step in you changing your life. I want you to imagine this life journey like a pyramid. Each year we grow and climb the pyramid until we reach the very, very top. At the very top is what we call self-actualization. That is you reaching your greatest potential, your highest potential. You're living within the potential that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you with. You are living your best self. That is your ideal self. That's right at the top. And so each year we grow and we climb this pyramid. It's a journey that we take throughout the rest of our lives. And we hope that by the end of our lives, we would have reached that very top. We would die in a state of reaching self-actualization and being our ideal self. And for me, self-actualization within an Islamic spiritual perspective is reaching a state of nafsul mutma'inna, which is a content soul, and qalbun salim, which is a sound heart. This is what we're trying to achieve by the end of our lifetime. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the day of judgment, neither their wealth or children will benefit them, except those who come to Allah with a sound heart. Those are the people who will be successful on that day. We want to reach Allah in a state where our hearts are purified. The whole purpose of this journey is for us to reach the state of nafsul mutma'inna, a content soul that recognizes Allah, that relies on Allah, that has reached the ultimate peak of spiritual self-actualization. And I think the whole topic of self-actualization and tazkiyah is another topic to discuss, inshallah. But this is the purpose of our life, to reach the best version of ourselves, so that when our time goes, we are ready to meet Allah in a purified state. We have lived a fulfilled life. So now let's move on to writing down those goals. I want you to think about four areas of your life: your physical well-being, your mental and emotional well-being, your relationships, and your spiritual well-being. These are the four areas that I want you to think about and write down at least three goals for each area. Three goals that you want to achieve by the end of the year for each area. Okay, let's give examples. If you want to be fitter and healthier, perhaps you want to set a goal of making sure that exercise is a consistent part of your routine. Maybe you want to reduce the amount of sugar and carbs that you consume. For mental and emotional well-being, perhaps you want to work on building a more positive mindset. You want to change the negative self-talk within you. You want to feel more confident. You want more peace. You want to feel happier. You want to learn how to be more emotionally regulated. In relationships, you probably want to learn how to set boundaries and how to communicate those boundaries to the people around you. Perhaps you want to learn on how to become a better parent, learning how to emotionally regulate yourself so that you can handle those challenges better. Perhaps you want to work on managing your stress. Perhaps you want to work on building your self-love, your self-esteem. Perhaps you want to learn how to no longer neglect your needs and prioritize other people's. And for spiritual well-being, you probably want to work on building a closer and more deeper relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You probably want to learn the tafsir of the Quran. You probably want to learn Arabic. Whatever it is that you want to improve about your life. So set a minimum of 3 goals for each area, and you will have at least 12 goals to work on over the year. So you have those 4 areas of your life to write down goals for: your physical well-being, your mental and emotional well-being, your relationships, and your spiritual well-being. There is an extra area that I would also encourage, if you can, to write down goals for, and that is your passion. That is your purpose. That could be a business, that could be a project or a hobby. It's something that channels your creativity and that keeps the light burning inside of you, a source of inspiration for you. And for a lot of people, this is their life purpose. What they find passion in becomes their life purpose. So I'd say write down goals for that department as well. Once you've written down those goals, it's important to then break them down into smaller, more manageable goals that you can achieve each month and each week. So each week you'd be working on something within your physical well-being, mental, emotional well-being, relationships, spiritual well-being, and your purpose. Each week you're doing something small that builds the momentum to reach that monthly goal, that builds the momentum to reach your yearly goals, inshallah. One of my biggest goals for this year is to work on my consistency. Like, I'm so good at starting things, but consistency is something I've always struggled with. I'll start something and I'll do great for a few weeks and then it just kind of fizzles out. And I don't like that about myself. So consistency is something I really, really want to work on this year, inshallah. If there's only one thing that you work on this year, I would say that it should be the relationship you have with yourself. This is so incredibly important because the relationship with yourself controls how you show up in your entire life. It affects your mental health, it affects your emotional health, your physical health, your relationships, and the ability for you to reach your best self. When you are held back by negative self-talk and low self-worth and not valuing yourself the way you should, it doesn't allow you to show up in the best way in your life, and it holds you back from being your best self. The biggest obstacle in our lives is ourselves. It is our minds. That is what holds us back. If there is one thing that you work on this year, which is really, really important, it is the relationship you have with yourself. Make 2024 the year that you really work on your mindset to develop a healthier self-image. Make 2024 the year that you work on building a more positive relationship with yourself, improving your self-talk, improving your self-image and your self-esteem. It really, really is important. And I would highly recommend that you seek help on working through these things with a coach or with a counselor. It really is life-changing, transformational work. I promise you. If this is something you're interested in, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram page at The Illuminated Heart. I have a one-to-one coaching program and I love to work with women who are ready to dive deep within themselves, to change themselves, to revolutionize who they are, to really strive to become a better version of themselves, to reach that growth, to reach that self-awareness. Like, it is exhilarating because when you change yourself, you really change your life. I also want to make a disclaimer that people who are committed to personal development and have somewhat of a perfectionist syndrome, setting goals can be very overwhelming for them and can sometimes add more stress because you feel like there's so much you want to do, there's so much you want to achieve, there's so much you need to fix. And sometimes for some people, we get so focused on trying to fix ourselves, you know, and try to attain perfection. You want to be the best in everything, so you don't allow yourself to make mistakes. And this is something I've struggled with myself as well. I am so committed to personal development and growth, but sometimes we can be so hard on ourselves and so self-critical because you're so focused on bettering yourself and don't take enough time to really appreciate your growth and how far you've come because you're always looking at the next goal. You're always looking at the next milestone. And it's like, you often feel like it's not good enough if you've not achieved the top. Okay. Unless you reach the top, then it's not good enough. And this is where the inner work comes in. You've got to appreciate that your efforts right now are making a change and they are enough. And it's those small, consistent changes that will help you reach the top. This is a reminder to myself and a reminder to anyone who is so hard on themselves and very self-critical. compassion for yourself is so important on this journey. It's a lifetime journey. You're not going to get there in one day. You're going to face challenges, obstacles. You're going to fall off the train, like I've talked about in my previous episode. Life will rock us sometimes, and it might shake our confidence, shake our motivation, our dedication to actually achieving our goals. But remember that success doesn't mean that you won't fail. The falls are part of your growth. The key thing is to keep moving, to get up and keep moving, to not give up on yourself. It's a journey. I can find myself impatient sometimes when it comes to wanting certain things or wanting certain goals. And I have to take a step back and be reminded that you're not going to achieve everything in one day. It's a journey. It's going to take time. Okay? So that's a reminder again. Embrace and enjoy the journey of your growth. It's not just about reaching the top. It's about enjoying the journey and really appreciating the growth and the transformation of yourself. Know that you will reach the top one day, inshallah. You will reach the top. You will reach your goal. If you spent all your time through that journey criticizing yourself, worrying, blaming, shaming yourself, feeling depressed that you've not reached the top, then what have you done? You've wasted your life in that negative state. You've wasted your life making this journey a lot more harder. But what if you allowed yourself to enjoy the views along the journey, to embrace the moment, to appreciate yourself, your presence, your energy, to appreciate your growth, and then finally coming to the top? Like, you've gained so much more joy in this journey compared to when you're self-critical. When it comes to setting goals and striving for what we want in life, you have to believe that you are capable. Your mind is incredibly powerful, and your power lies in your energy, lies in your beliefs, lies in what you believe you are capable of, what you believe that you are worthy of. You must believe that you are worthy of attaining these things, of attaining a better life for yourself, of attaining joy, peace, happiness, love, prosperity, wealth, health. You must embody the feeling of being worthy, because you are, and no one can change that for you except yourself. Someone can tell you that you're worthy of achieving these things. Someone can tell you that you're capable, but if you don't believe it yourself, you make that journey to get there so much harder, and it takes you a lot longer. And above all, in this journey, I want to remind you to lean onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You aren't meant to do this alone. You need Allah's assistance and guidance to help you get to that vision. We need Allah in this journey. We cannot do anything ourselves. We need to continue to ask Allah for the provisions and to know that all provisions come from Him. When you rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that He is limitless and that He is most abundant and He is most generous, He gives to whom He wills, and He is the source of all those provisions that we're asking for. So call on to the source, rely on the source, and know that the source will give you what you are seeking. Know that this life is a journey. When you reach your deathbed, you want to feel pleased, knowing you lived an enriched and fulfilled life, which you created for yourself. You want to feel that you didn't waste your time in pursuing what you really wanted. And you want to feel content that you lived being the best person you could be. You want to feel pleased and content, ready to let go of this world because you fulfilled your purpose. The people who didn't reach for what they wanted out of life feel unfulfilled and regretful on their deathbed, and they want more time in this world because they didn't fulfill what they wanted. They didn't attain what they desired. But this life is limited. Time is limited. When it's the time to go, there is no delay. And this is why it's so important to take action to change your life and live it fully and purposely. So, what is it that you want for your life? What do you want out of 2024? Jazakallah khair for listening. I hope this gave you the encouragement to set the goals of your life and to strive to become a better Muslimah for yourself and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope you feel inspired to create a joyous, enriched and fulfilling life for yourself. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us along this journey. Ameen. If you'd like to be notified of future episodes, make sure you click the bell notification on your listening platform. And inshallah, I'll see you here in the next episode.